With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Most consumers know about the Buy Local and organic farming labels for produce. But not everyone knows that just because something is grown locally and organically does not mean it is good for the Chesapeake Bay. After all, factory farm chicken from Maryland's Eastern Shore is very local, and organic manure from it and Pennsylvania's dairy farms are major sources of water pollution. What you really want to support is a visionary farmer who is both organic and dedicated to clean water. Someone like Brett Groskow, who has been running the Even Star Farm in Southern Maryland for almost 20 years. Instead of growing vast fields of a single monoculture like corn or soybeans, Groskow allows half of his 100 acres in St. Mary's County to remain forested and another quarter to grow hay. And he aggressively rotates 70 different crops from small plot to plot on the rest of his land. The former chef lists a few of his crops.
Right now, since it's summer, 20 different types of tomatoes, 5 different kinds of cucumber, 4 different types of squash, okra, 2 types of basil, 6 kinds of eggplant, the list goes on, and many, many herbs as well.
He explains why his variation of crops from field to field and season to season allows him to avoid spraying chemical pesticides, herbicides, or fertilizers that can run off into streams.
You want to break the pest cycles. So when you change from one crop, let's say radish, to another crop, let's say clover, typically the same insect, pests, or fungal pathogens don't hit both. So what's a good example? Nematodes. Certain types of bad nematodes love white turnips. They don't really get along particularly well with clover, so that clover breaks the cycle. But a second more important reason why I'm so addicted to clover and why we spend so much money on clover seed is because clover adds nitrogen.
Clover is his secret weapon, and using it, along with multiple crop rotation, is a technique that farmers have known about for centuries. But many farmers have moved in a different direction since the 1950s, in favor of chemical, highly mechanized monoculture farming, often of corn. Clover is good in the mix because it sucks nitrogen gas out of the atmosphere and stuffs it down into nodules in its roots. At the end of the season, Groskow plows the clover into the soil, allowing its stash of nitrogen to fertilize the next crop, so he does not have to spray a chemical nitrogen fertilizer. And to help protect the two streams on his property from any runoff of soil, he planted rows of black locust trees and pines to act as natural water filters. Groskow is part of the new Fair Farms movement in Maryland. Fair Farms is an alliance of 90 farmers, environmental groups, and restaurants that support growers that are not only organic, but also using practices like forested buffers along streams, which many conventional farmers do not use.
Forested buffers are one of the most effective means of protecting water quality from runoff.
Betsy Nicholas is executive director of Waterkeepers Chesapeake and a leader of Fair Farms.
The plants in these forested buffers take up those pollutants, the nitrogen, the phosphorus, and that keeps it from getting into our waterways and causing pollution problems like harmful algae blooms.
So if you want to buy green, don't just buy local. Buy from farmers like Groskow, who are fair to the bay and the planet. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.